USA Radio News.
President Trump is attending NATO meetings today in Brussels. He had a chance to sit down and chat earlier with French President Emmanuel Macron. The president talked about their relationship.
We have a tremendous relationship. We're discussing trade. We're discussing NATO. We're discussing a lot of different things. And hopefully in the end it'll all work out. And so it's great to be with you.
The president also addressed our relationship with Germany.
We have a very, very good relationship with the chancellor. We have a tremendous relationship with Germany.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh will continue to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill today, including Senators Lindsey Graham and Orrin Hatch. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel talks about some Democrats in red states who may be supporting Kavanaugh.
John Tester took out a full-page ad when President Trump came to Montana saying, I support President Trump on all these issues. I'll work with him. So Heidkamp, Donnelly.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pain that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump came out and said he would put more tariffs on Chinese imports. Now, this would put the total to right around $200 billion. China has said they would respond in kind by putting tariffs on our goods as well. Peter Morici is an economist, and he says this is exactly what we should expect from the Chinese.
Well, I expect the Chinese are going to put tariffs on anything that we put tariffs on. They just respond in kind, and they can be more effective. The other thing they can do, because they can just print money at will, they don't have laws. They can subsidize the industries that we target so they don't feel it. You know, the president's talking about a 10% tariff on an additional $200 billion. They manipulate their currency. They can just lower the value of the yuan by 10% to compensate.
Washington, D.C. is the worst-run city in the United States. That's according to a new survey from the personal finance website WalletHub. The survey compared each city's budget with a quality of service score. Some of the top worst-run cities are Washington, D.C., Detroit, Michigan, New York City, San Francisco, Oakland, California, and Cleveland, Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new reality TV show will help contestants pay off their student debt. The show is called Paid Off, and it's on True TV, and it hopes to highlight that many young Americans and college graduates are struggling to pay off their education loans. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He talks about the idea of this show on Fox Business.
Well, I think, Maria, it's a great idea. I mean, who wouldn't love the opportunity to have a game show where someone else take care of all your student loan debt? The reality is that very few people are going to make the show or even win that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So there is no student loan fairy. You're going to have to take care of this yourself.
Hogan also shares just how many people are in student loan debt.
We've got 44 million Americans that have student loan debt to the tune of almost $1.3 trillion. So we've got a student loan epidemic. It's a big deal. And so people need a path. They need to know what can they do. Because you can't bankrupt student loan debt, Maria. It's not going to go anywhere. So the way to deal with it is to attack it. And I tell people, I know it can be a big dollar amount, but if you sit down and make a budget and start to look at this and start to pay more than the minimum payments, I promise you, you're going to make progress.
Coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern time, Croatia will play England in the World Cup semifinals. Now, the winner will play France in the finals on Sunday. And finally, it was back on this date in 1914 when Babe Ruth makes his Major League Baseball debut. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.